Good morning. This is Kate Moore Rankin and David Jackson interviewing Louise Rennick after winning a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games. Louise is here today to answer a few questions on her judo career. What inspired you to start judo?
My dad took me along to the local judo club that he used to take part in, and he was the person that got me involved in judo and inspired me.
That's really interesting. How did you feel before the final match at Glasgow 2014?
I was really nervous and really excited. So I had a 4-hour gap in between my fight, between the fight to get for the final. So what I did was I was quite lucky that my where I live is quite close to the venue. So I went back, got a shower, had a little sleep, got a little bite to eat, then went back to the venue. Did my warm up and then just stayed focused for the event.
Awesome. What are your next goals for judo?
The Olympics is coming up for 2016 in Rio, so that's one of my goals, to see if I can qualify for that. I also want to promote judo in all the schools, and I want to make sure I stay healthy and fit.
Cool. Were you always good at judo, or did you have to work really hard at it?
I think I had an all-round sport. I think I've got all-round sports. I'm okay, but I've had to work hard at staying disciplined and being respectful, and also learning all the new moves and understanding when's the right time to do them and when's not. So that's been really hard for me to do.
Awesome.
What other sports are you interested in?
Go and watch a lot of rugby games. I like rugby. My sister likes a lot of football, so I'll tag along with her sometimes and watch the football. But from being in the village, I've met some badminton, some squash players, so I'm going to go along and watch them do some of their sports. I've made some gymnastic friends. So I would say I'm an all-round sports person. I love all sports, and even if I'm not very good at them myself, I'll give them a try. And then I like to sit and watch, and I like to get ideas from how other people train or how other coaches work. And I like watching how the crowd interact with everybody that's there.
Thank you. What did you do after you won the gold medal at Glasgow?
I remember celebrating, and I remember trying to find my parents. And then I remember it was one interview after another interview, so we were on the television, we were in newspapers, we got back that night at 1:30 in the morning, and that was us just stopping doing interviews, and then we were back up at 6:00 in the morning to go on the breakfast shows. So we didn't really have much time to sit down, and we enjoyed the moment, but didn't have really much time to think, what have we just done today? So me and my sister, actually, we got 3 hours later, we got to see each other and we gave each other a quick cuddle. So it wasn't until we got back to the room that night that we actually jumped about a little bit and had a celebration. And then we went to bed, and when I went on my phone, I had something like 500 Facebooks and 1,000 text messages for all different people trying to add me to Twitter and Facebook, and it was all really, really good messages.
Great. If you and your sister were against each other, who do you think would win and why?
Well, I've fought her 7 times and I'm 7-0 up, but she was getting closer and better each time. She is getting stronger, so I think she would give me a harder fight now, and I would still win because I'm mentally stronger.
Thank you for coming to our Lady of the Missions Primary School to tell us about your judo success.
Thanks very much for interviewing me. I've had a good time. Thank you.